I, and state your name.
I, Becca Girl.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Surrounded by family, friends, and community members at the Park City Library Tuesday evening, incumbent Park City Council members Nan Worrell and Becca Gerber, as well as incoming Council Member Max Doilney, were officially sworn in as elected officials. Worrell expressed her gratitude to voters, her family, and friends for their support. She says she's learned the value of working with a talented team at the city and that public service requires a thick skin. Lastly, Worrell says she's learned she can't effectively do her job on council without hearing from all the voices in the community.
Unfortunately, we're not quite there yet. There's still parts of our community that are silent. And so I thank you for allowing me to have another 4 years to look at the barriers, figure out how we can bring those barriers down so that every resident of Park City knows that their voice is welcome and is heard.
Gerber also thanked the community, friends, and family. She talked about how her life has changed since she first took office in 2016. She got married, her mother passed away, and she had a baby. Gerber reflected on the city's recent accomplishments, including the preservation of Bonanza Flat, and looks forward to tackling future challenges and opportunities.
And so as I look for the next 4 years, my eyes and my heart is filled with hope and with joy. And compassion, and I look forward to approaching the next 4 years with an open mind and an open heart and be willing to accept whatever comes our way.
Doilney says he's learned a lot from city staff since he was elected in November. He also expressed gratitude toward former city council member Lynn Ware Peak, whom Doilney replaced on council.
If I can fill Lynn's seat, that would be incredible if I can do even half the job she's done. So thanks, Lynn, for being so gracious during this whole time. And I appreciate that you'll answer my call when I call for some advice. Most importantly, I'm just really excited to get started, get off the bench, and we have a big week on Thursday. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming.
The first city council meeting of the year is Thursday, starting with a work session at 5 p.m. Emily Means, KPCW News.